When discussing the commandment to count the Levim, specifically B'nai Kos, B'nai Gershon, and B'nai Merari, there's a difference, a change in the language that's used. So in last week's parsha, it says Nasos Rosh B'nai Kos, Mitoch B'nai Levi, L'mishpachosam, L'beisavosam. When we get to Gershon, it says the same Nasos Rosh B'nai Gershon, but it also adds Gam Heim, which we have to understand. Why? What does it mean, Gam Heim, specifically with respect to B'nai Gershom? But then it says, Leves Avosam L'mishpachosam. So it flips from Kahas, it's Mishpachosam Leves Avosam, and for Gershon, it's Leves Avosam and L'mishpachosam. But then when we get to B'nai Merari later on, in a few psukim later, it doesn't mention Nasoas Rosh B'nai Merari, it just says B'nai Merari L'mishpachosam Leves Avosam, going back to the same language used by Kahas. Tifkodosam, you should count them. So instead of Nasuas Rosh, it's a commandment to count them. So the Chasam Sofer is bothered by this, and he mentions a fundamental idea that he brings up in at least one other place that I saw. However, he understands the symbolism a little bit differently in these two places. So the first one is in the first edition of the Torah's Moshe, and then in Mahadura Revi'i, there is an additional a way where he touches it in a different way. So we begin as follows. Says the Chasam Sofer, with regards to the B'nai Levi, the three kids of Levi, is an allusion to everything that has happened in history to the Jewish people. There are three types of generations of Jews. There is the Kahas type of Jew, the Gershon, and the Merari. So I'll give you the first version, and then we'll explain the other version afterwards. The fourth in Mahadura Revi'i. Kahas, he's consistent in both places. Kahas refers to the type of Jew when they're living be'achtus kehilas Yisrael be'artzam. They're living in their land. They're mekadshim. They're sanctified. They're holy. They're a community. Lo yikasamim. And who are their children? Amram. It's some people who are berumo shel olam. Yitzhar, like a tzohar, like that shining light. Chevron, which is like a chavrusa, this connection they have to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uziel, tokfo ugvuroso shel el. So there's a times when they are connected strongly and meaningfully to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say nasu es rosh b'nei kahas. Count them, b'nei kahas, l'mishpachosam, l'beis avosam, as it pertains to their family, but more importantly, the b'nei kahas are people who are connected to their avosam. They have that tradition that they have, that has been passed down, that mesorah, and they have continued to exemplify those attributes of their forefathers. Them, naso, count them. And then we get to Gershon. Who's Gershon? It says Naso es Rosh B'nai Gershon. Gershon are, says the Chasam Sofer in this version, the Gershon refer to those people who are migurashim. They are divorced, separated. Ubanim galu me'al shulchan avim. They are the people who have been separated from their father. They've gone somewhat off the derech, and nevertheless, that's the Gershon. But the B'nai Gershon are the ones who are trying to come back despite the lessons or the values that their parents espoused. They're B'nai Gershon. So they're now in a process of teshuva. They are the ones that say, Livnei Gershon, he says, it's like Libun, it's like a purification of Gershon, of their past. They're trying to be different, they're trying to be pure. And therefore, as he says, based on the Maamar Chazal, Elu Tamidi Chachamim Shebebavel, Sheoskin Batorah Ki'ilu Hikrivu Kol HaKarbanos. That's what B'nai Gershom is about. And therefore we say, Naso Es Rosh B'nai Gershom Gam Heim. They should also be counted. Despite their parents, despite their ancestors, Gam Heim, they are counted because they are also committed to this Tevekis, to this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, Lebeis Avosam, Lemishbachosam. Lebeis Avosam is the primary. Lemishbachosam, their immediate family, perhaps didn't espouse the great, exemplify the greatest values. But Lebeis Avosam, they are bringing Machzer Atara Liyoshna. And for that, we say, Naso Esrosh B'nei Gershom Gamheim. But when it gets to B'nei Merari, who are B'nei Merari? These are the people who the Jews who grew up in a generation of Shmad. They were Asher Maru Chayeyem B'Yisurim Kashim. Their lives were embittered with unbearable pain and suffering. And their children suffered every type of debilitating spiritual disease. And that's why their name of some of the kids are Mushi, which is Mushu Me'ohaleim. They turned away from the Ohel HaTorah. And that was their challenge. The Ein Birya Yechol Lamod B'Mechitzasim. They couldn't stand in their Mechitza because of all the challenges that they've been through. We almost despair of them. So we don't say Nasoas Rosh. We're asking, these are B'nei Merari. These are the children whose parents suffered so much. And now they're here. But who are they looking to? Nasoas Rosh. How can we say Naso Rosham Lebeis Avosam? Their fathers fell. They were completely gone. They were devastated. There wasn't any Nesias Rosh when it comes to B'nei Merari. It's just Tifkodosam. We count them because they're part of Klal Yisrael. But these are the type of Jews that the children of these Jews that suffered so mightily in this Dor Shel Shmad that they lost everything. And it was virtually impossible for them to come back. They didn't choose to live that way. They were placed in a situation where it was impossible for them to live Jewishly. But nevertheless, all of them are counted. The Lashon is different. It's a Naso for B'nei Kehas, Naso for B'nei Gershom, Gam Heim, because the kids are doing Libun on the Chatoim of the parents. But for B'nei Merari, they're like Tinok Shenishba. There was nothing. So Tifkodosam, count them. We have to try to figure out a way to bring them back into the fold because they have no basis of knowledge. But nevertheless, we're going to count them because we're all part of Klal Yisrael. And that's the presentation that the Chasam Sofer has in his first edition of the Torah Moshe. In the fourth edition of the Torah Moshe. And by the way, the Chasam Sofer didn't write the Torah Moshe, written by his sons or Talmidim or grandchildren. When we get to the other version of that the Chasam Sofer presents, he does it differently. B'nei Kehas is the same as we mentioned. Kehas is the ideal, the ones who have had the kihila, that connection, that achdus, that tradition, that mesorah that's been passed down from generation to generation. Merari are those who suffered in galus, but they're still here, despite their suffering, despite the bitterness. So you see how he changes Gershon and Merari. And Gershon are the ones that are totally removed from Klal Yisrael. They divorced themselves from Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, we count all of them. We count all of them because we're all Klal Yisrael. They're B'nai Gershon, and even though they've distanced themselves from us, we say, Gam Heim, we're going to count them too. And that's the other way that the Chasam Sofer presents it. So it's the exact same idea. These three B'nai Levi, which allude to the times and challenges and travails of the Jewish people, but he uses the symbolism in different ways in two different places. Nevertheless, the message is clear that every Jew is counted despite their challenges or because of their unique contributions. We're all one, we're all ma'achid, and the goal is to continue to live together and succeed together and grow together and be responsible for each other as we continue to deepen our relationship with Melech Malchei HaMelechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.